I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday the military alliance and Russia have agreed to try to schedule more meetings despite tensions over Moscow's military buildup near Ukraine. Speaking after chairing a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council, Stoltenberg said both parties expressed the need for dialogue and to explore a schedule of future meetings, but he said any talks about Ukraine would not be easy.
All this means that our dialogue is difficult, but even more necessary. NATO allies stress that they will make every effort to find a political way forward.
Stoltenberg told reporters that there were significant differences between NATO allies and Russia on this issue. The talks come during a week of high-stakes diplomacy and a U.S.-led effort to prevent preparations for what Washington believes could be a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has more than 100,000 troops, tanks, and heavy equipment along its border with Ukraine, but denies it is planning an attack. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that a blockade preventing medicines and other life-saving supplies from reaching Ethiopia's Tigray region has created hell in the war-ravaged area and is an insult to our humanity. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, himself from the northern Ethiopian region, called the blockade dreadful.
During this time, 21st century, when a government is denying its own people for more than a year food and medicine and the rest to survive.
Tigray is under what the United Nations calls a de facto blockade that is preventing life-saving medicine and food from reaching